Everybody, welcome to my world. How's your world been this week so far? Mine's been crazy. Oh, it's been crazy. I don't know about you guys, but it has been crazy here. I've had schedules changed on me last minute, and I had to make a lot of changes for early morning and then changes for late afternoon. And oh boy, such fun. I'll tell you what, it's been a crazy day. Actually, it's been a crazy week. Hopefully it smooths out because, well, we just need it. A little bit of sanity. You know, have you had a lot of people that call you up and say, vote for so-and-so, and it's continual? Or how about you get continual calls from some medical agency that says, well, you're covered under our insurance or your insurance, and guess what? We offer these following services, and you've never heard of that company. I had three of those this week, and only one out of three happened to be real. Well, maybe the others were real too, but I never used them. Well, anyhow, it's getting crazy, and the more that we get closer to the election time, things are starting to get really weird. They just are. And I don't know about you, but I've seen a lot of videos of devastation down in Tennessee and northern, Northern North Carolina, that's what. And it's kind of tough to see that stuff. A lot of stuff that's going on. I mean, people should just kind of chill out a little bit and help those that need to be helped. So it's been one of those weeks, and hopefully it smooths out. I don't know. How's your week been? Well, you haven't said anything. Email me. Let me know how your week has been. All you have to do is just get a hold of us at the Trim Radio Network. Hey, we've got to do a disclaimer before we go any further. Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Take what we say with a big grain of salt and always do your own due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liabilities for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Any persons or characters mentioned are, well, for the most part, fictional or as close to it as we can get. So you want to sit back, relax, chill out, and oh, tell your friends to join us every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. You have to. Did you bring your snacks? You know, what's your favorite snacks? Do you like goldfish, potato chips, and chip dip, and all that kind of good stuff? All the stuff that's not good for you, but you eat it anyhow. What's your favorite beverage? What did you bring today? Are you sitting back in your easy chair, just kicking back and chilling out? Well, I hope you are. I really hope you are. But I'll tell you what, guys, we've got a lot of stuff to cover tonight. I've got some funny stuff. And some of it is very new. I just saw it today. And some of it is going back a few years to different people that you may have not even realized existed. Or maybe your parents knew that they existed. Different types of comedy. Well, hey, before we get going here, I've got to click another. These buttons, oh, they're driving me nuts. They always do. We have all these buttons, you know, we have to hit. And it just drives me nuts. Well, hey, You know, we're on Facebook, believe it or not, and we do a lot of different things. But basically, we have to thank the Trim Radio Network for sponsoring the show. And right here we are on trimradio.com. You can check us out. You can watch us on YouTube and other places, Facebook and Instagram and so forth. You can donate to the show. You can buy our merchandise, because buying the merchandise helps keep us on the air, because the money from buying the merchandise goes into paying for airtime. And what I do, I donate for the BMI license, which is a sizable sum. And we have to have that to play Leave It to Beaver. Okay. We have to do that. And, you know, I think up in the left hand side, you see our music license with the BMI music at our number is 610-51-658. That's our license, so we can play these things. Sometimes they like to, let's put it this way. They like to say, well, you can't do that because it's copyright. Well, we have that license, and the license is always posted in the upper left-hand side. So let's go on to the merchandise, because we have a lot of different merchandise. And you can, I'll go over the shows here in a minute, but we've got different merchandise that you can see. Whoa, I'm spinning the page too much. There we go. Shop now. We've got the ceramic ornaments. We've got the Trim Radio Tumbler. We've got Take It All 15, Take Point 22, red, blue color. Morphing mug changes color. I'll tell you what, I like to have one for money and change that changes into a $1,000 bill, and maybe put, put somebody on like, Alfred E. Newman, or the Three Stooges, put them as the picture in the center. And every time you put something in hot, it changes color. I'd like to have that for money and change. I don't know what I want to do with My World. Maybe I can get a My World morphing mug. I don't know what I'd have, though. Maybe you can help me figure this out, okay? Well, anyhow, we've got a Take It All 15 mouse pad. We've got Make the Right Vote in 2024. We've got Cut the Bull color morphing mug, because we cut the bull and serve the truth. Except on this show, because, you know, we have fun on this show, okay? I like to have fun. We also have the Trim Radio Network wall clock. And we've got hoodies. And all kinds of good stuff, okay? And the Trim Radio Network mouse pad. Now, hey, if you want to do advertising, contact us. There's a little box up here on the right-hand side. It says, hi there. Thanks for visiting Trim Radio Network. How can I help you today? You click on that box. You see the little hand up there? Now we go to the arrow and it says, enter your question below, and a representative will get right back to you. And you put your name in there. You put your phone number, with your area code, of course, and then you put your message. And, oh, I want to advertise on Trim Radio Network. Go ahead and fill that out. Or, hey, I want to do my own show. We've had people say, hey, I want to do my own show. What's it take? How do you do it? I mean, if I can learn to press buttons and do different things, you can too, because we use StreamYard, and it's fairly easy to use, except for the buttons. Maybe they need to change that. I don't know. But anyhow, donate to the show, buy the merchandise, pay for airtime, whatever you want to do. But you can contact us, and then all you have to do is hit the send button. That's it. And somebody will get right back with you, okay? So that's what you can do. Okay, now the Trim Radio Network. Hey, we've been on this radio network for a while. We're worldwide. Oh, I can't say enough about it. And Michael Bejas and Rascala Stefan and Victoria Smith are really great people. And they do a lot of their own shows, okay, like we all do. And we have fun doing them. And, you know, you take a look at the shows that we have. Adventure Waits Around the Bend Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck, Life Walk with Christ God, and that's with Michael Bejas, Money and Change. Hey, that's every Sunday at 7 p.m. And then we have Offsides, College Football Top 25. We've got Take Point 22 radio show. We've got My World every Wednesday, and it's live. Well, so's Money and Change, unless I have to play a concert. And right now, I don't have any concerts scheduled until December. And it's toward the end of December. Of course, you know, that's Christmas season. Yeah. So we have a lot of concerts there. So you'll probably get an encore edition. In other words, a replay of an earlier show. And you can get a lot of good information there. And we also have Victoria Smith's Natural Marketer podcast. You want to learn how to do some marketing? Hey, check her out. We've also got the Positude podcast. We've got Rascala's Red Pill reality show. You can give me the blue pill. You can give me the red pill. But I want the green pill, and Rascala's never found the green pill. So maybe he can do that. I don't know. What do you think? Well, anyhow, guys, those are the shows that we've got, and we can add more shows to it. We've got plenty of airtime, and we're heard all over the world. And believe it or not, this show is heard in India, South Africa, Myanmar, which used to be called Burma, and also in North America, and I believe in Europe and different places. Okay? Anybody can dial us up. Just go to trimradio.com and you can listen to the shows. Of course, the shows are all in English because I don't know your language. And if I said something wrong, people would say, oh, he's swearing in our language. And I don't want to do that. The only thing I can get by in, I think, is English and German. I know a little bit of German to get me in trouble. Okay. I don't know about you. How many of you are bilingual? Bilingual, two tongues. I mean, I can do German and I can read Italian. I don't speak it unless you're saying pizza, lasagna. That's about it. Wow. We've also got a big shout out to, besides the Trim Radio Network, we've got a big shout out to the University of Findlay. And I've always told you guys about the University of Findlay, and that's www.findlay.edu. And I'll tell you what, guys, I've got a treat for you tonight because I've got a video, and it's a short one, and you can see a little bit about the University of Findlay and what goes on there, and it's just a small part. You really have to take a look at the campus. It's a beautiful place, and I'll tell you what. Good professors, good facilities, and good Division II NCAA sports, okay? Well, let's see if I can find that one out. Right here it is. Oh, I can hit the button. Watch this one.
Welcome to the 90-second tour of the University of Findlay. Enrollment is approximately 3,800 students, 2,500 undergraduate and 1,300 graduate students. We have over 80 bachelor's degrees, 11 master's degrees, and 5 doctoral degrees. The Griffith Memorial Arch. Walking through the arch during graduation is one of the oldest college traditions in Northwest Ohio. Old Main, the first building on campus, home to a variety of campus offices, including our president's. Croy Gymnasium, home to our Division II men's and women's basketball, volleyball, wrestling, and men's and women's swimming teams. The Kaler Fitness and Recreation Complex. This building houses the Student Rec Center, the fitness hub of our campus. Campus housing. 8 traditional residence halls, ranging from traditional residence halls to townhouses and apartments. College of Business and Center for Student Life Building. Home to the College of Business, our campus bookstore, and the Refinery, which offers multiple dining options. Brewer Center for Health Sciences Building is home to OT, PT, AT, and PA hands-on laboratory and classrooms, also home to our cadaver lab. The Virginia B. Gardner Fine Arts Building, home to Findlay's visual and fine arts programs. Also our Mazza Museum, dedicated to the collection of original children's literature artwork. Egner Center for the Performing Arts. Egner is home to the bands, theater, TV studio, and communication classes. For a more in-depth tour of Findlay, go to our virtual tour.
Yeah, that's the University of Findlay. So you want to really check them out. It's a good school. Trust me. I'm biased. I know I was there. Whoa, what's that noise? I hear noise. Oh, no, that's Rebecca Jacobs. Oh, Assistant Vice President of Enrollment. I don't think we want to go there just yet. I might show that on a different one. Okay. But that's the University of Findlay, and I hope you enjoyed the little tour. And it's a good school. And I believe they have more than just 5 doctoral degrees at this point. So you can check them out, www.findlay.edu. They have the Hazardous Materials Campus. They have the Equestrian Campus. And also they have their pre-veterinary classes there. Also, they have the main campus, and I'll tell you what, it's in a very nice town called Findlay, Ohio, right off of I-75, and I'll tell you what, Findlay's an all-American town, okay? They call it Flag City. Why, I don't know. Maybe because they flew a lot of flags. I don't know, but that's what they call it. But it's a neat place. It really is. A lot of places to shop and go and easy to get around. I'll tell you what, Findlay, Ohio is a nice, nice place. Okay. Well, we've got another thing with Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. You want to check out Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks on Facebook. And Phil over at Rusty Ducks Pens and Blanks put some really good pens together. And the blank section is on the inside. He does the design work and builds those. So it's an interesting deal with Phil because he does excellent work. I mean, stuff goes out that's just perfect, just beautiful. If you like the Second Amendment, the Second Amendment pen is available. God, I got to get my lips working. The Second Amendment pen is available with a couple of different designs. And I'll tell you what, you want to check it out at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. And like I've said before, Phil has sold a lot of pens down to Disney World and other places, trade shows in different parts of the world. He's a great guy. He is. And does fantastic work. I've seen his setup where he makes the pens, and it is a process. But he very detailed oriented, and you get the design that you want. Okay. Well, we've also got some shout outs here because we've got the Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista. And Brad was on today and he was talking about the end of the world, the revelation. Okay. And it was interesting. Check them out, Brad and Krista at the Big Family Homestead. They're located out in the middle of Wisconsin. Then we have the Deep South Homestead, which is also now Pecan Grove with Danny and Wanda King. They're around Wiggins, Mississippi. But they're developing a whole new property, and it's got a lot of pecan trees and so forth, and they want to really work on developing a new property. I don't know if the other one... Deep South Homestead or the Bluebird Farm has been sold yet, but that was a fantastic place with a lot of different things going on there. So check them out, Danny Wanda King on YouTube, Southern Prepper One with Dave Kobler. He is in South Carolina, but he's only a hoot and a holler up over the hill, and he's in North Carolina. And he's been telling about some of the things that have gone on there. And then we've got Patriot Nurse, and Patriot Nurse talks a lot about what's going on in the world. She does some political things, and she talks a lot about medical care. And then we've got Prepper Nurse One with Ed Carswell. He is still building his compound. Actually, it's a nice, beautiful place, and he's putting in... small mini homes, and it's got a lot of possibilities there. It's on the side of a sloping hill. They've got a creek there and a lot of different things, and it's going to be neat when he gets it done. Some of it has solar power. Some of it relies on wood stoves and things like that. It's interesting to see that stuff being built, okay? And that's Ed Carswell. Then we have Prepper Princess with Amber Stork, and she puts out a couple of videos a week. And I'll tell you what, Amber's fantastic. She is really, really, really fantastic. And she's a self-made millionaires. Okay, that's the technical term. It's really millionaires, what everybody calls it now. But back in the days, they used to call it millionaires for ladies. And she's good. And she talks about solar generators and other types of generators, electric bikes. She showed pictures of her electric bikes one time, and she tested, I don't know, 5 or 6 of them. And then eventually she has a giveaway, and she gives 1 or 2 away. And I don't know. I've got a couple of bicycles, and I probably haven't used them in years. And I really need to probably get rid of them, and maybe I can get an e-bike. But maybe I'll get picked up for speeding. I don't know. They get up to about 30 miles an hour. Maybe 35. But then I have to wear a hard hat helmet. I could be the neighborhood biker. Yeah, that would be neat. Well, anyhow, guys, check her out. We also have David Gilmour, and you know that I've talked about a certain type of radio he got me hooked on. And David, there you are. It's my GMRS radio. Okay. It's an Ocean 935G Plus with a Nagoya 771 antenna. And you say, what's so special about it? I can talk to Dayton, Ohio, which is 35 miles away, get on a repeater, and then talk another 90 miles to different people all over. And in the case of an emergency, if the phones are down, the radios come out. Not everybody's a ham radio operator. So for $35, payable to the FCC, you don't have to take a test. You can get a radio, and you can have a call sign, and you can go ahead and talk to people. Your members of your family can use your call sign. They just have to say unit 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever. If you have a large family, hey, you have a lot of radios, okay? Don't buy the bubble-wrapped radios that they have at Wally World. Mm-mm. They're not that good. They may say 35 miles or whatever. Yeah, if you're on top of a mountain. But this is a real deal. It goes 35 miles, okay? I know because I've talked to a lot of people on this thing. And this antenna that's on there helps make it possible. Okay, it's not the stock antenna that comes with the radio. You have to get it extra, okay? Okay, now, David Gilmour, 600 videos on YouTube. That's a lot. That's a lot. He talks about a lot of different topics. So you want to check him out. Also, the Max. And I'll tell you what, he never says his first name. I wish I could find out who he is, because he's very level-headed and very good person. And I don't get a kick out of watching his shows. They're interesting. They're really interesting. And so, you know, hey, it covers politics and everything else. And he's talking about money and banks. And, you know, I talk about money and banks on Sundays at 7 p.m. And things aren't looking good. And I'll just take just a second here. Pay down your debt now. Put some money aside. Buy some long-term food. Be able to preserve, purify, and store water. 2 gallons a person per day. I'm serious. Make sure that you have your medications available. Make sure that you have communications like your GMRS radios. Make sure your batteries are charged up. Do you have a generator? Do you have a solar generator, solar panels? Do you have extra candles? Matter of fact, I just put away some candles today. I should have brought them in for the show because I'll do that next week. They have three candles in these containers. It's like a lantern. You light the candles. It will keep you warm, relatively. It gives plenty of light, so you can use it to read or whatever. It's very safe if used properly. I got to put that in there. And then also, you can heat water and stuff on the top of it. Yeah, you can put a small pan of water there, and you can make your coffee and tea that way. You might even be able to cook soup, okay? You can't fry on it, but it does provide a way to possibly cook things, okay? I'll bring it in, and we'll show it next week. We'll do a show and tell with it. But it's an interesting thing, and you can buy extra long-term candles for it. It's great in an emergency, and I've heard a lot of things in the last couple of days. The FCC, it would be the FCC. There's going to be some type of a disaster communication thing right about the time of the election. Funny thing. Yeah, down in Georgia. That's where it takes, 5 weeks to figure out who won. Maybe they don't learn to count very well in Georgia or other states. It seems like I read today Argentina did their election in 6 hours. How come it takes some of our places 10 days? Do they need to print up more ballots? Anyhow, I won't go there, guys. Hey, there was one that I saw today, and I just about laughed myself silly. I was looking at X, better known as Twitter, and they had this funny thing on there, and I thought I could show that for the show because I think you kind of get a kick out of it. And it was Jack Straw did this thing. And it kind of points about.
So you do currently have a California driver's license. You just don't have a physical copy on you at the moment.
That's my preferred method of identification.
And this is?
It's a cat caller. I'm currently identifying as a cat.
Meow.
Fair enough. The information here on the tag, I'm assuming, belongs to you, the boyfriend.
Yeah. That's so rude. I hope you know I'm recording.
Well, it wasn't my intention to offend you, but he just identified as a cat and you're wearing a Harrods Waltz t-shirt. So forgive me if I came to a conclusion that you guys were involved in some sort of a homosexual arrangement.
I'm not mad that you think we're together, but you're using gendered language. Besides, I'm not his boyfriend. I'm his owner.
Okay. Well, look, we can do this the hard way if you like. I can have this car towed because last I checked, a cat is not licensed to operate a motor vehicle in the state of California. We can have animal control come get you, take you to a shelter where your owner can retrieve you for a fee of $70 after you're given the necessary immunizations, which do include a rabies shot, possibly even spayed or neutered, whichever you prefer or identify with.
Ouch.
Is that what you guys want to do here?
I don't know. I don't have $70.
Sir, I can also request that a mental health care professional come down here on scene and do an evaluation of you because you're considering letting him take a rabies shot rather than just give me an ID, use some manners so I can give you your ticket and move along.
Ooh. Well, yeah, that was my shocker today. Kind of strange stuff going on, isn't there? Maybe we need some sanity. Okay. A lot of it. Well, anyhow, guys, I was going to talk about comedians. And have you ever heard of Abbott and Costello? Some of you probably haven't. But Abbott and Costello, they were performers, and they met in the burlesque shows in vaudeville way back when. And Abbott, he wed Betty Smith, who was a dancer and a comedian, in 1918. See, this is going way back. And Costello married a chorus girl, Ann Battler, back in 1934. And the Costellos had 4 children, and the Abbotts adopted 2. Okay, and they had all kinds of things happen. And Abbott suffered from epilepsy. That's Bud Abbott. And he turned to alcohol for seizure management. And then there was Costello, Lou Costello, had an occasional near-end fatal bouts with rheumatic fever. Well, in the 1950s, Abbott and Costello properly waned with the emergence of the beginning of Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis. And another reason for their decline was overexposure. They always had a lot of Abbott and Costello. But they were popular. And each year they made two film series or titles. And then they reissued their older hits and their film television series and so forth. They were always on. And I thought, you know, these guys were way back when. And they were really good comedians. I mean, really funny. And it was stupid stuff. And Abbott played the smart person, and Costello played the dummy. I've had a lot of politicians that played dummies before. Well, anyhow, guys, here's one of the Abbott and Costello's thing about math. Now, Abbott is not in this one, but Costello is. And let's see if I can bring that one up, because I'll tell you what. He proves some things in math that you never thought was ever possible, okay? And I'll tell you what, you kind of wonder and shake your head about it, okay? So let's see if I can get this thing up, because Abbott and Costello, they had some really good stuff, and it was interesting how they pulled things off to make a buck. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Oh, no. Did I lose that? No, I didn't lose that. Oh, yes, we did. New math. Okay, here we go.
Mr. Landlord.
Yeah?
What are you smoking, an army blanket?
Never mind about that. You owe me room rent.
All right, here's
$28. $28, fine. Just a minute. You owe me 13 weeks at $7 a week, and that happens to be a lot more than $28.
Well, that comes to $28.
Did you go to school?
Yes, sir.
Do you mean to say that you can prove that 7 times 13 is 28?
Well, it's got to be. Certainly it is, because Mr. Abbott and I, that's $28. That's what you get.
If you can prove it, I'll tell you what I'll do. I will give you the room rent for nothing.
You will?
But if you don't prove it, you owe me double the back rent. Is it a deal?
That's a deal.
Okay.
Do you happen to have any Crayola on there?
Crayola?
Never mind. I got it.
Oh, you have?
I got the Crayola. 7 into 28 is going to come out 13.
That's your way.
That's my way.
It's got to be right from the wall.
Now, first, I put down a 7.
Right.
Now, I'm going to divide the 7 into 28.
Yeah.
I put that 28 there.
Okay.
Isn't that cute? Now, here we go. 7 into 2. 7 will not go into 2.
It will not.
That's a very big 7 to push into that little bit of 2.
As you say it is.
We ain't going to hurt that little 2, are we?
Of course you won't.
So we take the 2, open your hand.
Yes.
And I put that 2 right there for safekeeping. But don't drop it and don't lose it. Now, 7 into 8.
Once.
I put the 1 over here, 1 over there. Now, we're going to carry the 7 because it's very big and it's getting heavy on my shoulders. And I'm going to drop the 7 under there. Now, 7 from 8.
Is one.
I put the 1 down there.
Mm-hmm.
Now it comes. Would you mind opening up your palm of your hand, please? I would like to use that 2. Open it up. Give me that 2. You had it long enough. I'm going to put that 2 right there. Now, 7 into 21?
3 times.
That's right. 7 into 28? 13.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You have to prove this even better than that. You can prove it very easily by multiplication.
You mean you want me to multiply it?
No, not multiply. Multiply.
Multiply. All right. Multiply it.
7 times 13 is 28. Prove it. Go ahead.
Now, first, we got to put down a 13, right?
Right.
There's a 13.
Times 7.
Right. 7 weeks times 13, right? 7 times 3?
21.
21. 7 times 1?
7.
7. 7 and 1?
8.
And Judah Perry. 28.
Now, wait a minute. I'm still not convinced. There's one sure way of proving this. One sure way, and that's by addition.
You want me to addition it up?
I want you to put 13 7 times on that wall and then draw a line and add them up.
You want me to put down 13 seven times?
That's right.
Let's count them out right. There's one.
One.
Two.
Two.
Three.
Three.
Four.
Four.
Five.
Five.
Six.
Six.
Seven.
Wait a minute. What's the idea of spreading them out like that?
Well, it looks like a flock of seagulls going to hit the electric poles. Now we're going to add them up, right?
All right, go ahead.
Here we go. Three, six,
wait a minute, nine. Wait a minute. Let me do the adding this time.
Good. Come out right. Well, a three, a six, a nine.
Just a minute. I will do the adding. Then there'll be no mistake.
Yeah?
All right. $28 here. All right,
sure.
Now,
go ahead. If you had it up, go ahead.
3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21.
22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28.
Oh, yeah. Did you learn to do math that way? It'd be funny if some kid would take it into class and actually do that and watch the teacher's face. Yeah, it would be interesting. They did silly stuff like that. They had another one, which is the classic. It is the classic. And I'm going to show that to you right now. And it happens to be Who's on First? Here you go. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Where's the sound? Where did it go? Well, gee whiz. The sound is there. Let's see if I can get the sound. I got to work out these bugs. Let's see if...
I told you that my partner would be here, and here he is. Didn't we expect him, did you?
It's
now, he always shapes up. Now, why not let the folks themselves ask for something that they like to hear?
All right, what would they like to hear?
Something different. Now, is there anything special that you would like to hear us do?
Baseball.
Oh, my goodness.
No. Wait a minute, friends. You don't want to hear that, do you?
Yeah.
It was the last big one.
You keep prepared, didn't you?
All said that. Well, this is a must. I guess it's a must. We've got to do it.
I don't know.
Well,
is it going to work? I've been bamboozled. I had it all set up and it's not going to work. Well, okay. That was the early comedy and the different comedy show. And we had Bud Abbott's on the right, Lou Costello's on the left. Okay. And it was a good show. If I can just get the sound to work, and I don't know why. The sound is not working. I'm going to try something. Let's see if this works. It worked!
Friends, I told you that my partner would be here, and here he is. Didn't you expect him, did you? Now, he always shapes up. Now, why not let the folks themselves ask for something that they'd like to hear?
All right, what would they like to hear?
Something different. Now, okay. Is there anything special that you would like to hear us do?
Baseball.
Oh, no. Wait a minute, friends. You don't want to hear that, do you?
Yeah, we got the props for you here. Oh, you came prepared, didn't you?
All set, huh? Well, this is a must. I guess it's a must. We've got to do it.
It was rigged.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let me see. It looks all right.
Okay, all right.
We'll pretend. All right, I'll take it easy with that. We'll just pretend that we're organizing a baseball team here at the retired actor's home. And I am the manager. Now,
you're going to be the manager of the retired actor's baseball team?
Yes.
I would like to join the retired actor's baseball team.
Oh, you would?
And I would like to know some of the guys' names on the team, so if I want to play with them, I know them, and I meet them on the street or in the home here, I can say hello to them.
Oh, sure. But you know, they give baseball players nowadays very peculiar names.
You know, a lot of funny names.
You know, like Stinky Fields.
Stinky Fields.
Goofy Dan.
Booby Barber.
Booby Barber.
I know.
Well, let's see. Now, we have on our team, we have Who's on First, What's on Second, I Don't Know's on Third.
That's what I want to find out, the guy's name. That's what I want to find out, the guy's name.
I'm telling you, Who's on First, What's on Second, I Don't Know's on Third.
Now, Abby, you want to be the manager of the baseball team?
Yes.
You know the guy's name?
Well, I should.
Well, you tell me the guy's name's on the baseball team.
I say, Who's on First, What's on Second, I Don't Know's on Third.
You ain't saying nothing to me yet. Go ahead and tell me.
I'm telling him.
You said nothing yet. Go ahead and tell me.
Who's on first? What's on second? I don't know. Is on third.
You know the guy's name on the baseball team?
Yes.
Well, go ahead. Who's on first?
Yes.
I mean the guy's name.
Who?
The guy playing first.
Who?
The guy playing first base.
Who?
The guy on first base.
Who is on first?
What are you asking me for? I don't know.
Now, wait a minute. I'm
asking you who's on first.
That's his name.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Who?
The guy on first.
That's it. That's his name.
You said nothing. I ain't asked you nothing.
You did.
You know the guy's name on first base? Sure. Tell me the guy's name on first base.
Who?
The guy playing first base.
Who is on first, Lou?
What are you asking me for?
Now, don't get excited. I'm saying who.
I'm asking you a simple question. Who's on first?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
That's it.
That's who? Yeah. I'm asking you, what's the guy's name on first base?
Oh, no. What's on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
One base at a time.
Don't mix up my...
I'm not mixing up anybody. Now, what's the guy's name on first base?
Now, what is on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who is on first?
I don't know.
He's on third. We're not talking.
Wait a minute.
Whoa.
Whoa. How did I get on third base?
You mentioned his name.
I mentioned his name?
Yes.
I don't know anybody's name on the team. How could I mention a guy's name?
You did. You just mentioned it.
All right. What's the guy's name on third base?
No, what's on second?
Who's on second?
Who's on first?
I don't know.
He's on first.
You ready? I didn't even mention a guy's name on third base.
Yes, you did.
All right, then who's playing third base?
No, who's on first?
I'm not asking you what's on first.
What's on second?
Who's on second?
Who's on first?
I don't know. He's third base. I don't know anybody on a baseball team.
You do. You mention their names.
I do?
Sure.
You got an outfield?
Naturally.
The left fielder's name.
Why?
I just thought I'd ask you.
Well, I just thought I'd tell you.
Well, go ahead. Tell me.
Tell you what?
Tell a fielder's name.
Why?
Because I want to know. Because.
Oh, he's center field. You know these players as well.
Who's in center field?
No, who's on first?
What's on first?
What's on second?
I don't know. Third base. Do you know the guy's name's on the team?
Look, Louis, you don't seem to understand. See, I have a first baseman.
I ask you, what's the first baseman's name?
No, what's the second baseman's name?
I'm going to stop asking, sir. I ask you, what's the first baseman's name?
What's the second baseman?
I don't even get past the first. All right, who's on second?
Who's on first?
What base do you want to talk about?
You talk about anyone you want to talk about.
All right, now who's on first?
Right.
Okay.
No.
All right, you got a first baseman.
Yes.
When you pay off the first baseman every month, who gets the money?
Every dollar. Every dollar of it.
Who gets it?
He does. Sometimes his wife comes down and collects it.
Whose wife?
Yes. Why not, Lou? He's earned it.
Who did?
Yes.
Look, when you pay off the first baseman every month, you get a receipt from the guy?
Sure.
How does he sign his name?
Who?
The guy you give the money to.
Who?
The guy you give the money to.
Well, that's how he signs it.
That's how who signs it?
Yes.
Who got them?
That's it.
Who? Look, you go to first base.
Yes.
And you say to him, here's your money, sign the receipt. How does he sign his name?
Who?
The guy you give the money to.
That's how he signs it.
That's how who signs it?
Yes.
Sure. You gotta get a receipt from the guy, don't you?
Get one, Lou.
How does the guy on first base sign his name?
Who?
The guy on first.
That's how he signs.
I'm asking, when you give the guy the money, what's the guy's name that you give the money to?
No, wait a minute. What signs his own?
Who signs his own?
No, who signs his?
I mean, what's the guy's name on first you give
him? What is on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know.
Third base.
Fielder's name, the center field. I don't know if you got a pitcher on a team.
Well, this would be a fine team without a pitcher.
It's a fine team. What's the pitcher's name?
Kamara. I can't change that name.
You don't want to tell me the day?
I'm telling you.
Go ahead. Tell me the pitcher's name.
Kamara.
Why not tell me today?
I'm telling you.
Then tell me the pitcher's name.
Kamara.
All right. What time tomorrow you tell me the pitcher's name?
What time what?
What time tomorrow you're going to tell me who's pitching?
Who is not pitching?
I'll break you around, you see. Who's on first? I want to know what's the pitcher's name.
What's on second?
I don't know. Third base. You got a catcher?
Certainly you've got a catcher on a baseball team.
Catcher's name?
Today.
Today. Tomorrow's pitching, today's catcher.
Now you've got it.
Now I got it. All I got, we got a couple of days on a team, that's all.
I can't help that, Lou. I don't
You know, I'm a pretty good catcher myself.
That's so they tell me.
Yeah, now I get behind the plate and I'm going to do some fancy catching, and tomorrow's pitching on my team, right?
Yeah.
Now tomorrow he winds up the ball and I'm behind the plate and a heavy hitter gets up.
Yeah.
Now the heavy hitter gets up and he's ready to hit the ball, and tomorrow's going to throw the ball, I'm the catcher. Now I'm going to try, tomorrow throws the ball, the guy that bunts the ball. Now, when he bunts the ball, me being a good catcher, I want to throw the guy out of first base, so I pick up the ball and throw it to who?
Now, that's the first thing you've said right.
I don't even know what I'm talking about!
Well, that's all you have to do.
It's the throw the ball at first base.
Yes.
Now, who's got it?
Naturally.
Sure. Look, the guy is running at first base, Simon. I want to throw the guy out.
So
I throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
Throw it to who?
Naturally.
And who's got it?
Naturally.
So I pick up the ball and I throw it to Natural.
No. You throw the ball to first base, then who gets it?
Naturally.
That's it. Now you're messing.
I pick up the ball, so I throw it to Natural.
You don't.
I throw it to who?
Naturally.
That's what I'm saying.
Saying that.
I said I throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
You ask me.
You throw the ball to who?
Naturally. Same as you.
Say it that way.
I throw the ball to Natural.
You don't. You throw it to who?
Now who's got it? Naturally. That's what I said. Whoever it is, better get it. That's all I
get. Don't worry about who. Who'll get it?
Yes. He better get it.
Right.
Now, I throw the ball to whoever it is, drops the ball, so the guy runs a second. Who picks up the ball and throws the what? What throws the I don't know, throws it back to Tamara? Triple play.
That could be.
Another guy gets up, and it's a long fly ball to because. Why? I don't know. He's on third, and I don't give a darn. I said, I don't give a darn.
Oh, that's our shortstop.
I mean,
oh, yeah, that was the classic one. That was the classic one. And that's been around quite a while. What is going on here? What is going on? This is going nuts. I just get this thing set up, and we get everything tested, and then everything all of a sudden goes nuts. Welcome to my world, and you're welcome to it. Some days you can take my world and, you know. Oh, well, we go from that type of old style comedy to Foster Brooks. Now, Foster Brooks, I don't believe drank at all. And Dean Martin always drank iced tea. They thought it was actually booze, but it wasn't. Well, I'll tell you what, they had a sketch that Foster Brooks came in and did this thing, and it was hilarious. So let's see what Foster Brooks has to do, okay? So let me bring that one up on the screen, because I'll tell you what, Foster Brooks was something else. Let's just see what he's doing on this one. You ready?
Frank Sinatra took a girl there last week, and it scared the pants off him. At least that's what he told the judge. But, you know, Frank is a different kind of guy.
Excuse me, have you ever been in Schenectady?
No, I never was in Schenectady.
Neither was I. Must have been a couple other guys. But I still have a feeling I've seen your face. Someplace else.
No, it's always been right here. Right on top of my neck. Maybe you've seen me on television.
Oh no, I've never been on television. Say, is it all right if I join you? I just dropped in for a little drink to settle my nerves before I go to work.
What sort of work do you do?
I'm an airline pilot.
Yeah, an airline pilot. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we've got a baseball guy that was by the name of Leo DeRocher, who was a very famous baseball coach. Very famous one. And Foster Brooks came in, and he was going to roast DeRocher, along with a lot of other celebrities that were there. And I'll tell you what, you have to see this one, because he did a good thing, and you have to listen to the way he said it, okay? Let's see what's going on here.
He imitated you real good. I love to listen. Never could understand you,
The same problem.
Now, Leo, we are pleased to have with us one of them.
All right. We can't have this. What's going on?
most respected umpires in the National League. He worked behind the plate in many of the games your teams played. Ladies and gentlemen, would you all please welcome Mr. Foster?
It doesn't. Oh, it is a real fun time here tonight, guys, and it's live. I can't believe that it's not coming to one of the funniest ones. All right, we'll just do another one. Foster Brooks, here we go. Only Foster Brooks. Yeah, only Foster Brooks. I'm going to try this Leo DeRocher thing one more time. Something's got to give here. Let's see if I can get it to go.
Hey, we have it. Guess what?
I'm going to share it. Let me pause this thing. I don't know what's going on with the computer. Weird stuff tonight. I get everything all set up and we start having problems. Let's see if I can get this thing finally to work because it's a funny one. Okay. Let's see here. Come on, Leo DeRocher. Come on. We're going to do it. Right here it is. Now let's go.
He imitated you real good. I love to listen. Never could understand you, but I love you. And now, Leo, we are pleased to have with us one of the most respected umpires in the National League. He worked behind the plate in many of the games your teams played. Ladies and gentlemen, would you all please welcome Mr. Foster Brooks.
Thank you very much, Doom.
Thank you, Dean.
Friends, it is indeed a pleasure for me to be here tonight to honor the one and only Leo the Cockroach.
What's that?
DeRocher? Well, I knew it was some sort of a little bugger. It's also a real thrill for me to be here on the same day. Be here on the same day. Speaker's platform. With Greg Hank Aaron.
Mark Will?
Well, you'll have to excuse me because all those Puerto Rican ball players looking fancy. Yes? Leo? Leo DeRocher is a truly fine baseball manager. Probably one of the 300 or 400 best of all time. Leo doesn't scare me once when Sandy Koufax was pitching against his team. Leo came running out of the dugout and said, "Greaseball, greaseball, I told him, don't be ridiculous. Sandy is Jewish. And he's a man of very diverse interests. He's especially interested in genealogy, the study of people's family trees. Until I first met Leo, I always thought I was a son of a waitress. Because as Leo well knows, there's one time cardinal rule in baseball. And umpire never changes his call unless there's a broad in it for him.
Oh my goodness. And to think he was sober when he was doing that. Doesn't sound like it, does it? Oh, you run into a lot of different funny shows. And whether or not it was Dean Martin's Laugh-In or it was Dean Martin's Celebrity Roast, or it was Abbott and Costello and some of the others that were out there at the time, the different types of comedians, you always have to have a good laugh. Even if you have a bad week, watch something funny. Laugh about it. Just don't go in the corner and mope, okay? You can get your favorite beverage. You can get your favorite snack. You can watch reruns of movies. Or you can relax to music. Or you can just get out and walk around in nature. Walk around in nature. Is that like... Nah, there's no such thing as Happy Buns Nudist Colony. Oh, that was in the Wrinkle City Gazette. Oh, sometimes we'll have to go back to the Wrinkle City Gazette and take a look at what happened at Happy Buns. Well, anyhow, guys, that's all I've got this week for my world, despite some of the things hanging up. Okay, I hope you have a good week and go out and look at some good comedians and have a good time. Okay, chill out and really have a good one. We'll see you next Wednesday. But we've got Money and Change on, guess what? Sunday, 7 p.m. Okay, so we will catch you then. And the music doesn't work. What is going on here? Oh my God. Oh well, have a good one. We'll straighten out the problems and we'll talk to you Sunday. See ya.